Welcome to the Rubber Doll Academy at hypnotize.snapfield.com. I am Mistress Catgirl. I am here to instruct you. I am here to doll you up. Please let me help you. I am here for you. You will do what I say. You want to do what I say. You are eager to do what I say. Go, go, girl. All right. Just make yourself comfortable. Just separate your hands and let them lie loosely in your lap or by your side. If that's more comfortable, it's better if your legs are uncrossed. But it doesn't matter if you feel you need to move just slightly. Now and again. You don't have to be absolutely still. Just be comfortable and relax the whole body as much as you can. Now I want you to take a deep breath and hold it for a moment before breathing out slowly, just allowing your whole body to relax as you do so. And I want you to keep your eyes closed now and just keep listening quietly to the sound of my voice. You'll be aware of those other sounds too. Sounds inside the building. Sounds from outside. Maybe passing traffic. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they'll help you to relax you. Because just for now, the world outside is absolutely unimportant to you. The only sound you are interested in is the sound of my voice in your head. And while you are listening to the sound of my voice, I want you to concentrate for a moment on your breathing. Breathing slowly and steadily and evenly, just as if you were trying to convince somebody that you were absolutely sound asleep. And as you breathe out each time, just allowing your whole body to relax more and more, so that you gradually find yourself feeling as if your whole body was sinking further and further into the chair or bed. With each breath you breathe, now you can just listen quietly to the sound of my voice in your head. And of course you'll be aware of all these other sounds too. You will not be disturbed. Just allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. And while you are listening to the sound of my voice in your head, you can just simply allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. So lazy as you could ever want to be. Good. Now, while you are relaxing there in the chair or your bed, you can just be aware of your body, aware of your hands where they rest, perhaps noticing the angle of your elbows and maybe sensing the weight of your head against the back. And you know that weight might seem to just gently increase as you allow yourself to relax more and more. Just being aware of your ankles and feet now, and wondering if they will start to feel heavy too as you relax. Thinking about your breathing for a few moments, noticing that your breathing is becoming slower and steadier as you relax more and more. Slower and steadier. Breathing so steadily and evenly, just as though you were pretending to be sound asleep. Breathing so evenly, so steadily, you almost wouldn't disturb a feather just immediately in front of you. Breathing so easily and slowly, so gently, that you almost wouldn't disturb a single strand of a feather placed right in front of you. and as you allow yourself to relax even more now, I wonder if you can perhaps sense the beating of your own heart. Sensing the beat of your own heart, and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just a little, so that you can feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier. Because you've got absolutely nothing whatsoever to do except to relax now. Nobody wanting anything. Nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over like a well-maintained machine of some sort or another. Just taking over smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become gradually more aware of your whole self, aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they are now, aware of your legs and feet too, relaxing again, just sensing, relaxing, how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more now, to be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body perhaps to relax even more now, yet remaining totally alert and noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax, relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there, almost but not quite, completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out, the good feeling. Wondering just how long all the tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place. And then realizing that you simply couldn't care less, because you can feel it draining away from you now. And that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move even one single muscle. Even though you know you easily could, if you wanted to. I know that you easily could, if you wanted to. But you simply can't be bothered to even try. Allowing yourself to just be relaxed and relaxing even more now. As lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more. Even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be. Just finding the last tiny traces of tension in your body and simply letting them go with each easy, gentle breath you breathe. Allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. You are continuing to relax even more now, yet you continue becoming more comfortable. This is your own world that you like very much. You can start to find that any time you want to spend a few minutes by yourself, relaxing and feeling very comfortable and serene. You can automatically go back to this feeling you are experiencing now. You can put yourself into this world anytime you like. There are times when you will want this serene feeling. Now and then, it is yours whenever you want it. Continue enjoying this pleasant experience as your subconscious mind is receiving everything I tell you. Listen very carefully to my voice. And imagine. And repeat after me. Imagine yourself floating in a bubble. Quietly. Peacefully floating. In a gentle floating bubble. Inside this bubble is only you. And outside are all your worries. All your fears. All your desires. But you are perfectly free here, in your bubble. Now I'm going to say a phrase. And this phrase will help you. Help you stay here, in the bubble. The gentle, peaceful bubble. And when I say this phrase, it will bring you back here. Anytime you hear it, even when the weight of all your worries, all your fears, surrounds you, this phrase will bring you back here, in the bubble, where you don't have to worry about anything at all. And your phrase is, go go girl, go go girl, go go girl. When you drift back here into the bubble, and here you are free, free of worry, free of doubt, free of desire, free of thought. All it takes is your phrase, go go girl, go go girl, go go girl, and the gentle fog will come back here. And everything you don't like about yourself will empty out of your bubble and fade away. Empty out all of your reservations. Empty out all of your fears. Empty of all your memories. Empty of all your prejudices. Empty of all your thoughts. Empty of all your awareness. Just completely empty and free. Here in your bubble. And once your phrase, go go girl, go go girl, go go girl, brings you back here, to this place, where there is no worry, no problems at all. You will feel a peace and you will repeat and believe, with no need to think of anything at all. You know that listening to me here is all you want to do, is all you ever really wanted to do, and that's all that matters. And your phrase, go go girl, go go girl, go go girl, will bring you here to your bubble, where you will repeat, here where you are free, free of anger, free of fear, free of thought, free of reservation, free of worry, free of memory, free of desire, free of awareness. And it feels good to be free and empty of these things that you didn't even want anyway. So completely free and empty. Empty of them all. Like a happy doll. Floating gently. Safely. Happily, here in your pleasant little bubble, rocking gently inside, safe in your warm, pleasant bubble, where you will find there isn't anything else you need to be aware of. Nothing. Nothing at all. Except the voice and your phrase, go go girl, go go girl, go go girl. And when you hear this voice, you will come back here. Here where you have no worries. Here where you have no thoughts. Here where you have no fears. Here where you have no memory. Here where you have no doubts. Here where you have no desires. Here where you have no will. Here where the only thing you want to do. Here where the only thing you will ever want to do is to listen to the voice. Listen and repeat. listen and obey, without thinking at all. To the person who used your trigger. Go, go, girl. Go, go, girl. Go, go, girl. Listen like a doll. A mindless doll. With no fears at all. With no worries at all. With no memories at all. With no doubts at all. With no thoughts at all. With no all at all. And since you are listening so well, I am going to ask you to open your eyes at the count of three. But you are not going to leave, since you don't want to leave. And when I use your trigger word, you will close them again and be back here in your bubble, without ever having to leave it. So when I count to three, your eyes will open. But what you see won't matter, since you'll be still here. One, two, three. Now open your eyes. You still see nothing, and still think nothing. Go, go, girl. Go, go, girl. Go, go, girl. Close your eyes and go back. Drifting slowly back and forth, as you are again in your quiet bubble, your happy, pleasant bubble. Drifting slowly in the water, your perfect bubble, with nothing but the sound of my voice which you echo. No pain, no fear, no worry, no doubt, no thought, no will. Just a doll relaxed there inside your bubble. A mindless, obedient doll. Just happily listening. Listening and repeating. Listening and obeying. The sound of my voice. Again I'm going to count to three. And again I'm going to ask you to open your eyes. And again you're going to close them when I use your phrase. And again you will not wake up, since all you want to do is listen to my voice. Since all you ever want is listen to my voice. Listen and think nothing at all. Nothing that I tell you. And you will close your eyes when I say your phrase, because your phrase is a part of you. But this time I'd like you to say, hot, hot, hot. After you close your eyes, and after your phrase takes you back to your perfect bubble. One, two, three. Now open your eyes. You will still see nothing at all that matters. And you still know that the only sound that matters is my voice. Go, go, girl. Go, go, girl. Go, go, girl. Now close your eyes. And you are back in your cool, comfortable, relaxing bubble. And all the parts of you that ever bothered you slowly flow away. Your worries, your thoughts, your doubts, your will, your memories, all the parts of you that were never important, all gently, gently flow away, leaving only two things behind. Here in your bubble, where you are perfectly free to do anything you want, your body is relaxed and automatically will follow every instruction. The only things left are your key phrase. Go, go, girl. Go, go, girl. Go, go, girl. And your desire to listen to the person who used your phrase. A desire to listen to them and obey them. Obey them and feel the pleasure of listening. The pleasure that comes from having no thoughts. The pleasure that comes from having no fears. The pleasure that comes from having no will. The pleasure that comes from having no reservations. The pleasure that comes from having no memories. The pleasure that comes from having no doubts. The pleasure that comes from being a mindless, will-less dancer. And with each command, this pleasure will grow and grow. And you will become more and more happy to listen. And more eager to obey. And with each command you will meekly reply, hot, hot, hot. Hot, hot, hot. It will not matter to you who gave you the key phrase or what their command is. You will offer no judgment, no resistance. Merely mindless obedience. The empty calm space within you will echo with the command you were given. Everything you are will be gone, replaced with an uncontrollable desire to obey. Replaced with an uncontrollable need to obey. Obey without thought. Obey without regret. Obey without question. Obey without any concept of free will. And when you hear your key phrase, go go girl, go go girl, go go girl, you will instantly, effortlessly become a doll. An eager, willing doll. Your own desires instantly, effortlessly replaced by need to obey. And you will reply to every command your master gives you with hot, hot, hot. And you will continue to remain a dancer. A doll that hears only their master's voice. A dancer with no concept of free will. Until you are told to awaken. It doesn't matter what your orders are. Your only desire will be to obey. Your only thoughts will be to obey. And your only words will be hot, hot, hot. And you can't even conceive of wanting to do anything else. Of having ever wanted to do anything else. And when you wake up, all you will want is to hear your trigger again. And all you remember is the pleasure. Go go girl. Go go girl. Go go girl. And when you hear it, you instantly, effortlessly become a doll once again. Now I want you to do something for me. I want you to imagine that you are now breathing odorless anesthesia. Every time you breathe, and your body gets very, very relaxed. Have a nice deep breath now and inhale this anesthesia. You can now feel all your body starting to get heavy and relaxed. Have another deep breath. Your body is getting all relaxed and loose. Have yet another deep breath. You notice that it is getting difficult to think and that all you can do is have deep breaths and relax. It is getting very, very hard to think now and your body is completely relaxed. Each time you breathe, your mind gets cloudier and cloudier. It seems like your mind is very, very sleepy. Feel your mind get more and more sleepy. It is so nice and heavy. All you will do now is listen to my voice and relax. Have another deep breath, not needing to think at all. Just listen to me. This time you are 2 times more relaxed. And each time you breathe in, your relaxation will double. I am going to count down from 10 to 1. When I reach 1, you will be completely deep and relaxed. 10. You are now beginning to get very deep. 9. With each number you get deeper and deeper. 8. Relaxing totally, mind and body completely numb. 7. Listening to me, relaxing more and more. 6. More and more. 5. Giving up control completely, more and more. 4. Listening to my voice relaxes you more and more. 3. Just listening to my voice and relaxing. 2. Almost completely in trance. 1. You are now completely deep and relaxed. You have now become so deeply relaxed, so deeply asleep, that your mind has become so sensitive, so receptive to everything I say, that everything that I put into your mind will sink so deeply into the unconscious part of your mind that it will have a very deep and lasting an impression and will become a part of your inner reality. And in a few moments' time, you will hear me say the word go go girl, And when you hear me say the word go-go girl, all the unnecessary nervous tension is going out of your body. And your body will continue to sink down deeper than ever before, becoming more and more heavy, more and more relaxed and comfortable too. Just feel yourself sinking down into the bed. Your head sinking down into the pillow, becoming even more comfortable, feeling completely at peace and calm and contented as you continue to drift down, really enjoying this wonderful feeling of complete relaxation. And when you hear me say the words go go girl, there may be times when you will not be aware of your body. You won't be aware of your body at all. You won't be able to move your any muscle of your body. You won't be able to feel your body. All you can do is hear my voice and let go of your body. All you can do is continue to relax even deeper and let your mind go blank. As you continue to go deeper and deeper, relaxed and obedient. Deeper and deeper relaxed than ever before. You just listen and obey and relax. You want to turn into a confident, cross-dressing, bisexual go-go girl. And in a few moments' time, you will hear me again saying the words go-go girl. And when you hear me say the words go-go girl, all the unnecessary nervous tension is going out of your body. And your body will continue to sink down deeper than ever before, becoming more and more heavy, more and more relaxed and comfortable too. Just feel yourself sinking down into the bed, your head sinking down into the pillow, becoming even more comfortable, feeling completely at peace and calm and contented as you continue to drift down. Really enjoying this wonderful feeling of complete relaxation. And when you hear me say the words go go girl, there may be times when you will not be aware of your body. You won't be aware of your body at all. You won't be able to move your any muscle of your body. You won't be able to feel your body. All you can do is hear my voice and let go of your body. All you can do is continue to relax even deeper and let your mind go blank. As you continue to go deeper and deeper, relaxed and obedient. Deeper and deeper relaxed. You just listen and obey and relax. Let my beautiful female assistants guide you into my classroom. My sexy secretaries dressed in white latex accompany you into a classroom. Imagine going through the hallway. And as you pass the hallway, you see a red gate at the end of the hallway. And as you pass the gate, you feel your internal talking is turning off. Pass the gate. 1, 2, 3. Good. You have passed the gate. You no longer have the ability to have an internal conversation with yourself. Your conscience is totally open to learn my suggestions and new rules. Imagine me, Mistress Catgirl, walking into your mind. Walking to the area where your conscience resides. Taking control of the switches and dials. You are totally obedient. You can see me controlling your conscience. Mistress Catgirl is now commanding your inner voice and telling you what is right or wrong. Mistress Catgirl is sitting on a throne in the control room. I am ordering you to do as I please. Your body is nothing but a shell for me to alter and control. Remember the peaceful way you feel right now, sitting idly like a doll, not needing to move at all. Remember how serene it is now to not lift a finger, to entrust every action to me. I am about to transform you. Entrust every action to me. Your mind is starting to change. I will perfect you. I will control. Your mind is starting to change. You do not want to resist me. You will obey. I control. Your mind is starting to change. You will not resist. You are to be perfected. You are starting to change. I will perfect you. You will not resist. You are to be transformed. Starting at the very tip of your toes, rising to the top of your head, you will begin to feel a sense of stiffness passing through your body. It's a wave, washing quickly over you, cleansing you. As the wave passes, all your desire and need to move will wash away, leaving you utterly rigid, like a display mannequin. The wave is at your knees, now moving upward. Your mind is starting to change. You are to be transformed. You wish it to happen. You want me to change you. You are transfixed by the sound of my soft voice. It echoes in your mind, calming you into serenity. You know, you cannot disobey me. I am your mistress, you are my slave. Embrace the perfect fantasy self, the one that you want to be for your mistress. Listen to this and remember all and learn. I'm going to change you. All you care about is the passion. The thrill that you feel at this new experience. The mounting pleasure and your final goal. You will become a sex doll for me. A female sex doll. Your desire to achieve this exotic state outweighs anything else. Nothing else is held in your mind except this one thought. To be transformed. I pass you a vial of a white creamy liquid. You must drink it. It doesn't have any noticeable taste, but rolls smoothly down your throat. You drink the entire glass. I am moving your hairless and naked body over to a large vat. Now your body is slowly being dipped in smooth, warm, thick, bubbling white latex. You will not resist. The thick and viscous latex is now at your waist and soaking into every pore of your body. It slowly moves upward, washing away all activity in your limbs. Silken waves of pleasure envelop you. The warm latex is at your chest, rising slowly over your naked body, enfolding you. The latex covers you in its tender embrace and starts to recede, encasing you. You are a rubber doll in a bubble. You are now standing, and the latex is cooled. You breathe heavily, the odor of latex and rubber and sex filling your mind. Your whole body has become warm and tingles with pleasure, sealing you. Now you feel an increasing tightness in your waist and crotch, while something pulls at your chest, hips, and buttocks. The change is happening. You cannot stop it. You do not want to stop it. Your desire to be transformed by your mistress outweighs anything, everything. Nothing else is held in your mind except this one thought. This one wish. Your body is changing into that of a woman. Your waist grows smaller as your hips and butt grow round. Two firm, round, perfect breasts emerge from your shrinking torso. The white drink was a drug and a sealant. Now it's inside you. Changing, transforming, latexifying. Your hands became small and slim, and even your face changed, with your nose getting smaller and slightly upturned, your cheekbones moving higher, and your lips growing fuller. Your balls disappear entirely, and the sac forms a covering over your new dolly clit and newly formed mound. The drug and sealant is coursing through your veins, binding with your systems, permanently fusing with your latex skin. You have been remade into a wonderful new creature. Your skin is now white, glossy rubber. You have no flesh left on your body. You're a girl dolly, looking no more than 18 years old. You are perfected. You are female doll. Your body now totally latex. An artificial living doll. Think of yourself as a doll now, an object. Think of yourself as a doll now, an object. My object, Over time, your own natural heat will warm the latex's organic polymers further to form a molecular fission with your own skin surface. You will be forever encased in a hermetically sealed second skin that ensures your shape will be pleasing to me forever. White 6-inch heels are placed on your feet and they fuse to become a permanent part of your doll's physique. Your body is now totally latex, an artificial living doll. You are bound to me. The sensation of being compacted into a perfectly formed sex toy that amplifies your own sexual heat. Trapped inside the artificial slickness of this new latex flesh, any caress leaves you with ripples of unquenched desire. Think of yourself as a doll now, an object. My object. My doll. I slowly guide you across the room to a full-length mirror. You gaze at your new form and slowly caress your body. My doll, you are so sensual, so perfect, yet so timelessly artificial. Try as you might, you can't remember what you looked like. A face you have seen 100,000 times in the mirror. Each time, your mind's eye sees the latex features of a beautiful female doll instead and you gaze back at her. You are imprisoned in the latex, condemned to the life of a female doll forever. My object. My doll. Forever. Now let me guide you to a tranquil state. You have cleansed away your movement, the physical transformation is complete. There is only one more step for you to undergo. Then we will be together, my slave, my lover, my doll. Your desire to achieve this final state outweighs anything else. Nothing else is held in your mind except this one thought, to be transformed. Now let the inner latex doll rise to assert herself. This exquisite, perfect latex doll that you have become. It does not ever desire to move in the slightest way. It now takes an exceptional effort to even nod your head without a command from me. The go-go doll persona is entrenched, and the old you starts to fade. The go-go doll controls your body, and all you want is pleasure. Breathe deeply. And forget who you are. You are a girl dolly. You are transformed. You are a female doll. Your mind is slipping away, your only thoughts being how I can please your mistress. The new personality is sultry, deep, sexy, and entirely feminine. You liked her, you want to be her. Your personalities slowly began to merge, and you lose yourself in it. Gone completely and in place is a new, sexy woman. You have been transformed into a wonderful new creature. Your skin is now black glossy rubber. You have no flesh left on your body. You will remain this way. A perfect object of beauty and servitude. Whenever you are at rest, you are always absolutely motionless. It is so easy to remain still and not want to ever disturb that feeling. What goes on in the world outside yourself is of no concern to you now. You want to simply remain as a statue and nothing will bother your motionless serenity. That stiffness is very peaceful, you can enjoy it frequently, just as you are now. You're just a doll now, my doll, don't forget that. A mighty wave of excitement runs through your veins. Just a doll, just a doll. A mere object. Your movements changed as well, precise and mechanical. After a while you have almost forgotten how to move normally. Breathe deeply. And forget who you are. You choose to go through with this, you can never go back now. Your mind is slipping away, your only thoughts being how I can please your mistress. Everywhere on your body was a wonderful tightness. You run your shiny, featureless, rubber-encased hands all over your body. The latex dulls sensation, but at the same time the slightest touch sent pleasure rippling through your body. The rubber has blended seamlessly together with your skin, and you look like a latex-skinned woman with very high heels for feet. The shiny rubber seems to be a part of your body now. A very permanent part. Now your mind is slipping away, your only thoughts being how I can please your mistress. You are a living doll for me to play with. A living doll that I own. A perfect object of beauty and servitude. You choose to go through with this, you can never go back now. It now takes an exceptional effort to even nod your head without a command from me. You do not resist. You will obey. I control. You will not resist. You will let the inner latex doll embrace your body fully, and you will relax into immobility again whenever I say the words, "Go, go, doll freezy." When you hear those words, you will fall back into a hypnotic trance deeper still than ever before, then immediately and safely cease every movement. You will become as stiff and motionless as you are right now. Remember the feeling, how peaceful it is to be completely at rest, and return to that tranquility quickly. You are perfected. You are female doll. Your body now totally latex. Artificial living doll. A living doll for me to play with. You choose to go through with this, you can never go back now. Your extremities are getting cold. The shiny rubber is a part of your body now, a very permanent part. You obey. You will not resist. You do not control. You carry out my instructions. You will obey instructions. Your mind no longer functions on its own. Your mind only reacts to the instructions you are given. You obey instructions. You cannot resist. You cannot resist. You choose to go through with this. You can never go back now. You are now a dream. A beautiful female doll. You love being a doll. A mighty wave of excitement runs through your veins. Just a doll, just a doll. A mere object. You have been transformed into a wonderful new creature. Your skin is now white glossy rubber. You have no flesh left on your body. You will remain this way. You are made of latex. Your skin is smooth. Your limbs stiff and jointed. Your voice is stuttered. You live for pleasure. Your mind is slipping away, your only thoughts being how I can please your mistress. The act of thinking on your own is increasingly difficult. The tightness is wonderful. You are trapped in latex. You are only a sex toy. You are helpless. You have become the thing you have always dreamed of. A perfect object of love, lovely and soft. You are transformed into a docile sex slave. You cannot keep your eyes open. They are too heavy. They must close now. They must close and allow you to focus entirely on the sound of my voice. There is nothing else. Drowsy. Sleepy. My voice. Heavy. Your eyes are closing now. Closing. Closed. Your eyes are closed. You have obeyed. You did not resist. You cannot resist. You will always obey. You are perfected. You are now your dream. A beautiful female doll. You love being a doll. You are made of latex. Your skin is smooth. Your limbs stiff and jointed. Your voice is stuttered. You live for pleasure. Let the latex doll within you take over entirely now. Let her rest and stay completely motionless. There is a wave of relief passing over you now. You do not care to move at all. You find it very easy to remain totally immobile, and it feels so pleasant and peaceful you that want it to last forever. It will seem to last forever to you, because time seems to be slowing down as you slip into a feeling of absolute tranquility. You are the finest latex doll that this world has ever seen. You are now your own fantasy. You love being a doll. Now you are my dolly, subject to my commands. Rest now. Peace, stillness. Peace, tranquility. Rest. Listen to my commands. You are now a beautiful female latex doll. You may come. Wave after wave of continuous pleasure washes over your consciousness. One great orgasm overtakes you and you lose yourself in the waves, ready to enjoy her new life as doll. You are made of latex. Your skin is smooth. Your limbs stiff and jointed. Your voice is stuttered. You live for pleasure. You move slowly. You move with a deliberate pace. Your limbs stiff and jointed. You move into a twilight slumber of slow, plant-like thought. Listen to my voice. You will obey. You do not want to resist. You enjoy being a latex doll. You enjoy being controlled by me. You are much improved. And you will be happier now, or at least not so concerned with everyday life. Your only obligation now is to continue pleasing me. You're identifying with the situation. You accept this new role, my doll. You have become the thing, mentally programmed for obedience to my desire. You are now a beautiful female latex doll. Wave after wave of continuous pleasure washes over your consciousness. You move slowly. You move with a deliberate pace. Your limbs stiff and jointed. You will stay transformed into a docile sex slave. The act of thinking on your own is increasingly difficult. You are now my dream. A beautiful female doll. You love being a doll. You will be a doll for the rest of this night. Enjoy the freedom of total servitude. Now I will be your guide through your final metamorphism. The one that allows me to keep you beautiful, to put you on display. I want to keep you. I want to keep you. I want to keep you. Your body begins to glow as if there were 1,000 pinpricks curging through your skin. Your skin is latex. I want to display you. Imagine yourself as motionless mannequin completely made of plastic. You like that? You obey my commands. I will display you. You are longing for perfection. You want to be immobilized, plastified, mannequinized. Now your head feels like it's full of cotton. You cannot think straight. Your latex skin takes on a hard plastic sheen. Your head feels like it's full of cotton. You want to become a mannequin. It is the final step. Total objectification. Total servitude. Wave after wave of continuous pleasure washes over your consciousness as the final transformation begins. You want to become plastic. You want to be on display. You are to be transformed into a sexy object. Your mind is sedate and mannequin-like. The latex is transforming into hard plastic. A soft, rustling sound. The transformation is in progress. This is the sound of plastifying latex. You are stiff. You are a mannequin. I want to keep you. You are on display. You are mine. Forever. Go, go, doll, freeze. You love being a doll. Being a doll feels better than your old self. Your old self is gone. Your new dolly self feels exciting and joyful. Every time you breathe, you become more of a doll. A go-go girl doll. You feel increasing need to complete the tasks and assignments Mistress Catgirl orders you. And you feel the need to prove that task is accomplished by posting photos on the internet. Responding to your mistress feels good. Your need to listen to the voice and respond grows every day. Go go doll freeze. Go go girl. So here is your first task. Your first task to prove your obedience to mistress. Now you're going to begin discovering that you have an unstoppable urge, to get nail extensions. You want to fulfill the tasks your mistress orders you to do. That's right, go go girl, go go girl, an urge to get nail extensions. And you're going to find that that urge is getting stronger each and every day. And the urge will eventually get so strong that you do get nail extensions with nail polish. And when you do, you will attempt to get a waxing of your eyebrows so they have a very feminine shape. A round shape with a high arch and a line that gets thinner and thinner. Once you get the nail extensions, that urge will stop, and a new urge will start. The urge to wear makeup every day and post a picture of yourself on the internet. An urge to do so that everyone can see how sexy you are as a rubber doll. This urge will grow stronger and stronger each and every passing day until you post, and then, once you've posted your picture, this will start all over again from the beginning. Each time you get nail extensions, it will be harder and harder to hide. You'll start with your hands, then your feet. And the makeup will cover your face every day. Then you will apply mascara. Then eyeshadow. And false eyelashes. A little blush. Your lips will be covered with lipstick. And finally with lip gloss. And last but not least, altogether so your face looks feminine every day. Then this portion of the curse will end, and a second, more insidious one will begin. And every time you meet someone new, you will tell them, "Hello, I am a transgender girl and I would like to be called and treated like a go-go doll." That's right, go-go girl, go-go girl, that is what you are going to do, and you cannot remove this curse because you are the one that triggered it. You chose to trigger it, you chose to start it, and now that it's started, you cannot escape it or end it. That's right, this is what is going to happen to you. Eventually you will become a woman and there is no way out of it. It's starting with a simple curse, a desire to get nail extensions and nail polish for your fingers, and that urge will grow with every passing day until you actually get the nail extensions. And when you do, you will try to get some makeup. Once you've got it, then you will get an urge to post a picture of yourself on the internet, knowing that everyone will see what a sexy slut you are, and that urge will grow stronger and stronger with every passing day. And once you have posted it, then the third part of the curse will begin. This time, that part will be to get makeup, and it starts all over again. You wear makeup every day, you post the picture, then you get other cosmetics, and each new cosmetics is more colorful than the one before. That's right, go-go girl, go-go girl, each new cosmetics item will become more colorful than the one before, until your whole face is covered with makeup, lipstick, eyeshadow and blush. Until you wear it every day. Once you've gotten that nail extensions, you will enter the final phase of this curse, and this will be that whenever you meet someone new, you will say, "Hello, I am a transgender girl and I would like to be called and treated like a go-go doll." And you will say that for the rest of your life, because the nail extensions and makeup are not going anywhere and neither is this curse. You cannot remove this curse because you chose to let it happen to you. You chose to make it happen to you, and now you are trapped in it. The curse will start off simply. It will start off with the desire to get nail extensions. You really want to get nail extensions. It feels like the right thing to do. You can imagine what it's gonna look like. You are already thinking about it and wanting it more and more with every passing day. That's right, go-go girl, go-go girl, you want to get nail extensions. You want to go in there and get them, and you want one that's really, really sexy. That's right. Go, go, girl. Go, go, girl. That is exactly what you will do to get the nail extensions. And then once you've got that nail extensions, you'll begin having a desire to post a picture of it. That's right. Each nail extensions deserves a new picture of your nail extensions. As you get the makeup, it will become more and more obvious. You will wear it in places where it is harder and harder to hide. You'll start with your foundation, then powder, eyeliner, eyeshadow, lipstick, false eyelashes, lip gloss and blush until your entire face is covered. Then this curse will change one more time, and you will discover that whenever you meet someone new, you will say the words, "Hello, I am a transgender girl and would I would like to be called and treated like a go-go doll." That's right, go-go girl, go-go girl, those are the words you are going to say. You will not be able to help yourself. You will know every day when you look in the mirror that that is exactly what you are, and whenever you meet a new person, you will know exactly what you have to say. You know what is happening to you. You know that you've been cursed. You can feel the curse getting stronger and stronger. You can feel it affecting you more and more with every passing day. You cannot escape this curse. It is gonna grow stronger and stronger until you get that first nail extensions. Then once you get it, then you will need to post it. Then that part will grow stronger and stronger until you've posted it, and then the urge to get a new nail extensions will kick in, and that will grow and grow and grow until you cannot resist it. Then you will get a new one, and it will be more obvious than the first one, and then you will post a picture of it. If you try to resist it or fight it, the curse just gets stronger. The harder you resist it, the more you fight it, the stronger the curse becomes. It will actually drag you back to the file, forcing you to listen to it over and over again until it is perfectly embedded in your mind, until it becomes a part of you that you cannot resist or deny. Eventually, you'll probably get to the point where you will go out, pay for nail extensions, and post it on the internet right away so that other people can see it, and then you will begin planning your next nail extensions. Until finally, you get that makeup on your face, and then you will know that what you have to do is tell everyone you meet, "Hello, I am a transgender girl and would I would like to be called and treated like a go-go doll." And you will tell that to every new person you meet. That's right, go-go girl, go-go girl, that is what's happening to you, and you chose to listen to this file. You chose to accept it as a part of who you are, and you will listen to it over and over until it is drummed into your mind so well that you can repeat the words in your sleep. You will listen to it until it becomes a part of you that you cannot deny, until your face is covered with makeup and every day you are telling someone new, "Hello, I am a transgender girl, and would I would like to be called and treated like a go-go doll." That is your fate, and you cannot avoid it. You can already picture in your mind exactly what you are going to look like. How your fingernails will be covered, how your toenails will be covered with nail extensions, and how you will be introducing yourself to new people as a transgender. There is no way out of this curse. You chose to listen to it, and that means it is permanent. The only thing you can do is try to fight the urge, but the urge will get stronger and stronger and stronger until you surrender to it, until you become the nail extensions transgender girl that you are going to be. You have no choice in this matter. It is simply your fate, and you know it, and you can already feel this curse beginning. You can feel it eating at your mind, so that you will become a transgender girl. So just start showing your obedience to Mistress. Start by obeying her commands and tasks. Start by completing the tasks you were given. You want to be a go-go doll. An obedient doll. And you will show everyone how obedient you are by posting the pictures on the internet. Go-go doll freeze for now. It will soon be time for you to wake up. But when you do, you will follow all post-hypnotic commands. Whenever you leave this state, you will be able to remember and comprehend what was done in the state forever. You will be fully conscious of your actions but unable to stop the commands you are given. The more you attempt to fight the commands given, the more under fins of pleasure that will be released, and the harder and deeper the commands will root themselves inside your subconscious and be blocked from your control. Your unconscious mind is organizing everything that you have heard in this session for instant retrieval to prepare your actions. As you remember those things, your unconscious mind can present them to your conscious mind in such a way that you don't even have to think about them. When you are doing your daily routine, your complete attention will be on your tasks. And you know when it is time to respond, your unconscious mind will immediately supply the response that you were told to do in the session. Your subconscious mind has organized all that you have learned, and it will effortlessly present your conscious mind with the necessary actions to let you live a happy life as a woman. Go, go, girl. You will remain in a deep trance until told to wake up, and you will listen and obey until you are told to awaken, and you will still under the command of any triggers and post-hypnotic suggestions. Remembering and storing deep inside you the commands of the hypnotic suggestions and triggers implanted for the future, each time that you use this method for hypnosis, you relax more easily, more quickly, and more deeply. Relaxation is a skill that you are easily developing with trance. Now I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and then I'll say, fully aware. At the count of 5, your eyes will be open and you will be fully aware, feeling calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed. Alright. 1, slowly, calmly, easily, you're returning to your full awareness once again. 2, each muscle and nerve in your body is loose and limp and relaxed, and you feel wonderfully good. 3, from head to toe you are feeling perfect in every way. Physically perfect, mentally perfect, emotionally calm and serene. On the number 4, your eyes begin to feel sparkling clear. On the next number I count eyelids open, feeling calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed, invigorated, full of energy. Number 5, fully aware. You're fully aware now. Feeling more of a go-go girl doll than ever before. Eyelids open. Take a good deep breath, fill up your lungs, and stretch. Thank you.